This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Sakariasin. Suicide rates in Colorado, and particularly in Pitkin County, are some of the highest in the country. In the state, men are 4 times as likely to die by suicide than women. That's because, generally speaking, men are more reluctant to seek help. Colorado's Department of Public Health teamed up with an ad agency in Denver to create the website mantherapy.org. It uses humor to broach some very sensitive topics. To learn more, I'm joined in the studio by our reporter, Wyatt Orm. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
So describe the website. How does it use humor?
So the website's very interactive. It has all these different surveys, it has videos, and it'll curate the content you see based on what you click on. But how they use humor is through the therapist who guides you around. His name is Dr. Mahogany. And we should be clear that Dr. Mahogany is played by an actor. He's not a real therapist. But he has this thick mustache. He's kind of gruff. He teaches ways to combat things like anxiety and depression. But he also kind of pokes fun at them at the same time. Let's have a listen to him teaching a breathing exercise. Say you're stuck in traffic or your boss has just made you mad or something like that.
Close your eyes and take a deep breath through your nose. Now, slowly exhale. Fuck again.
So as we heard there, obviously the website is not afraid to take some risk and make use of a little dark humor.
I mean, can you really joke about this kind of stuff? Are these issues a little too sensitive to be funny about?
Men respond well to humor. Studies show that. So this campaign is designed to reach out to what are called double jeopardy men. And these are the men who are most at risk for suicide. And they're also the least likely to seek care. I spoke with people at the Department of Public Health. They said they were extremely worried about how the tone might come across. And they said, yes, definitely there were people who said it was disrespectful. But a lot of people responded really positively to the humor.
So do we know how effective the site has been?
We know that there have been about 700,000 visits to the site since 2012. There have been about 70,000 from Colorado. From the surveys that have come back from the people who use the website, visitors enjoy the content. It changes their attitude towards mental health. It increases their knowledge. Whether or not they're actually going out and seeking help because of the content they come across, that remains to be seen. One last thing I should mention, though, is that Dr. Mahogany is the inspiration for a very similar character in Australia.
Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That was reporter Wyatt Orm speaking about the website mantherapy.org. I'm Carolyn Sakariasin, and you're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.